charge?
I don't care.
Don't ask me, I've never done,
Okay, so what do we gotta do to call the meeting to order? So I propose that we call this meeting to order, and then we'll turn the time over to Jason to give us the details on what's going on here.
All right, if you'll come up, I think everybody received this email, right?
Yeah.
With the photos and the description of where,
I didn't get the photos, but it's okay, I knew where it was.
That's the best one you sent us.
Those were some good quality photos.
All I did is hit with forward. So obviously you can see the existing house is approximately 2 feet from the fence line.
Yeah, and that there is an addition to the main house, what it looks like to me. And so, yeah, he just wants to add on a bathroom right there and pretty much box that in.
From here out.
Just square it off.
Keep the same pitch on the roof.
Mm-hmm, the roof will continue over.
So I'm assuming his sewer lateral, that's his cleanout?
That's actually a valve to the water.
Oh.
Believe it or not, it's kind of, I haven't quite got a pin down on this, but yeah, his water main. So if you're familiar with that, to the left there, there's a lot. Should have taken a picture of that, but they've kind of got some RV hookups. And I guess the previous owner, so to the left of that fence that there, used to own both properties, and he split that lot.
On the other side of the wood fence?
Mm-hmm, the other side of the wood fence, used to own both lots, and then he's taken, and I'm not sure what's going on there, but yeah, that's a water main that runs in the back of the house.
But here's the property line here, or does it continue back?
Okay, so where your pen's at right there?
I'm sorry.
Can you zoom in on that? Yeah, right there where your mouse was.
So in essence, it follows that fence line right there.
Yeah.
The back of the house has a little, you have a little awning on or patio thing on it. Is that the end of the property line right there? No.
No, it actually goes back further to.
It's got another half acre behind it.
Mm-hmm.
His is an actual L-shaped piece. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
And see, I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know that he owned that.
So where that wood fence stops, your property wraps around that.
Right.
Okay, behind it.
Yeah, as you can, it's kind of hard to see those small lines.
Go back with the photo. So this property comes out and it goes back that way.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Because the wood fence ends about.
Right here.
Right around that corner.
Is that wood fence is his though? And even on the other side of the wood fence?
I don't know who's claiming it.
I'm not sure on that either, I imagine.
I mean, years ago, it used to be all one property. Bert, was it Bert property? That's a long time ago, but.
So in the application for variances, there's usually a question in there, why is it needed? So.
Needed because it makes sense. He just wants to box that in for the bathroom, and you know, if we have to maintain the 8 feet, which the ordinance is, then it doesn't make sense to do it. And
how wide is that current one, about 8 feet?
From the fence currently?
No, from the building.
The addition.
That addition.
It's that far. If you look at the picture, it's that far.
It's only 3 feet.
I know there's only 2 feet between the building and the.
But it's already there.
There's some other pictures of, I've got it.
If you had to go by the 8 feet.
That one right there.
Oh, sorry.
You might only be building a couple feet wide, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, can you zoom in? I'm not.
So it's about 10 by 12 is approximately what he's looking at.
The addition?
Yeah, that's what we got right there. So right now, we've got 1 foot 10 inches from the main, where the addition, the existing addition is, I should say, to the fence.
So it's 11 feet wide.
And then, yeah, the proposed addition would be that, exactly.
So Dell Myers couldn't be here tonight, so he called in earlier today and questioned about it. And his comments that he wanted the group to know was he didn't have a problem with it because they wasn't encroaching upon what's already been encroached upon.
I agree.
It's already there.
I have a question, and this is for my education. So wait, the 8 feet is the ordinance, right?
Correct.
And is that, what's the main reason for that? Is that for fire access? Is that for stuff not falling onto the neighbors? This is more for my future knowledge.
A large part of that is fire protection. So you're now 16 feet between eaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So we're...
That's mine.
Yeah.
If you come back to the meeting, you have to join the planning, or the Board of Adjustments.
So...
Want me to call it?
As far as the sewer and water, I'm not 100% sure where the sewer is, so that's gonna be an issue as well. The floor on that old house, it's no crawl space.
Just all...
The floor joists are just basically laid right on top of the ground, and so we'll deal with...
So you'll have building code issues to deal with, yeah.
He's already had a lot of issues.
How did that addition get there?
So I wonder at one time if the old house was just there, they added that north lean-to.
Before the property was divided, it's probably more likely what they did.
It's been there as long as I can remember. I don't remember when it was...
You're probably right. It was probably there, and then they divided it.
So Jason, so if that was done now, it was divided, would you take in that into consideration, the setbacks? Before you let them do a simple subdivision? Do you look at that kind of thing now?
Yes, absolutely. So right now, if that was all one piece property and they wanted to put a fence there, we would say, okay, now you have to move your fence another 6 feet, so you have 8 feet of clearance between the property line and that.
So how would they have got away with that? That's...
I couldn't answer that. That's...
Before our time, I guess.
Probably put up the fence and then ask for forgiveness later.
That was kind of my first question, was how did that get like that?
Well, that whole quarter block was all one property at one time, and it was the grandmother's home, and she gave Jerry the house or that property, however they did that. Oh, I don't know.
So who owns on the other side of that fence, right?
To the north now?
Pond or...
Are there any comments?
Thai people.
Did they talk to them?
Aaron, Pham.
So I have not spoken with him, no.
Did they mail out?
I meant to go by there, but I did not get there
today.
They
mailed out letters, right?
Nope. That's why I was gonna go by and talk to them. But I can't see it being a huge issue.
Well, there's already that other building there, or...
Yeah.
It just probably wouldn't be allowed. They've already had that.
If you wanted, it could be pending some, you know, communication with...
Can we make it so, approve it based on the neighbor, you know, okay with it?
Be a conditional approval.
Approval.
Pending any negative comments.
Yeah.
That's the only one you really need to worry about, is that one neighbor there.
He's improved it, and it looks so much better, and he's done a lot to that house inside.
And we're looking to do some more work to it. We're gonna redo the front porch and do some brick and some stucco and stuff. So he's really looking to do a facelift on it.
I mean, years ago, that house would have actually been in Beaver County and not the city.
Right.
It would have been annexed into the city at some point.
Good point,
I don't know when. The house on the corner was there. It's been there as long as I can remember. So it was probably there when it was in the
Jerry's
county.
House.
Jerry's house. Was
about
probably there.
76.
So it was in the county. So they were both put in the county at the time. We probably inherited it when it was all annexed into Beaver City anyways.
Anyway, I'm good with it being conditionally.
Okay. So does somebody want to make a motion that we...
I make a motion that we approve the variance. Allow him to add that on.
Conditionally.
Yep.
Pending any negative comments.
Yes, from the neighbor.
All right.
Just out of respect, I feel like. Yeah. Thank you.
I can second that.
I was
going to
do that today. You just cut away from me.
I'll second that, Paula.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Brett, well, thank you. That, I've never done this before, I don't know.
Good luck with the building codes, it sounds like you've got a challenge.
No, this is where you have to write your check, the big.
All right.
Sounds like you're gonna have a challenge with the building code stuff, though, you know, it's, you got Joyce's on the ground, that's probably not gonna go.
That's not.
Yeah, he's not addressing those, though.
He wanted to tunnel under, cause he just replaced all the sewer and water before he redid the floor and the rest of the house, and he wanted to tunnel under to tie into it, I'm like, no, that's not gonna work.
He should've just tore it down. But he didn't have a clue.
It's gotta be an early 1900s home, it gotta be, yeah.
It's a really cool old house, you can.
I've seen people dig backhoe and dig a hole on there, under the footings, they go under the footings, get into those old houses.
I'm surprised he doesn't have termites in them.
Probably did, that's probably why he replaced the floor.
You know, it's surprising, I look under a lot of those homes and that they're still in pretty good shape for sitting right on the ground.
The floors.
Yeah.
Lot like this.
Yeah.
Crooked and.
Yep.
So, I will reach out to the neighbors if I can tomorrow.
Okay.
Get back with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Good, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Anything else we need to talk about?
Minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes.
I started pulling them up on my email, cause I figured someone was gonna have to read them.
I read them, I was good with them. It was really pretty cut and dry, wasn't it? That was Shane's variance, it was the last meeting we had, right?
Do we need to read them?
Only if you choose to.
It was, Shane Blackner's garage.
Yeah, I couldn't come that last time, so.
Didn't see any issues.
So we'd have to have a motion by one of us to, yep.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, that was easy.
We have to adjourn now, don't we? So I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay.
We're out of here. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Procedure from Wells Fargo, didn't it? All these guys.
Yeah, I'd be kinda interested to see how he ties the foundations together and all that stuff if you got, yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Wells.